A citizen-led government reform movement that got its start in Fairbanks is organizing Patriot Day rallies across the country. The Second Amendment Task Force is planning a large gathering at the Washington Monument for April 19th, while smaller-scale events are scheduled for other locations, including Anchorage and Fairbanks. Local organizer Coleman Barney of North Pole says the Fairbanks event is to reacquaint people with the origins of the country and freedoms.
April 19th is the anniversary to the beginning of the battles of Concord and Lexington, the beginning of the Revolutionary War, and so it's in celebration of our freedoms and our liberties and when it all started.
Barney says the event at Veterans Memorial Park will feature speakers, a parade of patriots, and potluck. Participants are encouraged to dress in colonial-style clothing, but guns are optional. Barney says the idea is to connect people who share a passion for liberty and are disenchanted with the current course of the country.
I don't think this is a party-affiliated thing. I don't think this is Republican versus Democrat. I think this is American thing that everybody's kind of concerned. You know, our country seems to be in a financial trouble in a large way, and I think the Constitution is under attack. I don't think this is just about bearing arms or that, but I think it's about what this country was founded on, and I'm just worried that we're going in the wrong direction.
The Second Amendment Task Force has spread across the country since being started a year ago by Fairbanks constitutional rights advocate Schaefer Cox, a man who's had some run-ins with the law in recent months. He pleaded guilty to reckless endangerment in March following an arrest for choking his wife, and was recently banned from carrying a gun after showing up armed at a Fairbanks home where he and others from the local Liberty Bell Network were monitoring a police search. Cox, who also leads up a local militia group, says he hopes the movement transcends his personal issues.
You need to think about whether it's you following me or if it's you and me following the ideas of liberty. Because one requires a flawless Messiah, or at least the perception of a flawless Messiah. And the second one requires a tremendous amount of endurance and resolve from both of us.
Cox claims he never attacked his wife and says authorities are going after him because of his activism. The local Second Amendment Task Force public message voiced by Cox and Barney is subdued compared to the group's national website, which is aligned with the Tea Party and takes direct vitriolic aim at President Obama and congressional Democrats.